Mark 16 from verse 15. He says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Watch that word, preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with them and confirming the words with signs following. Luke 24, verses 46. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 20:23. He said, and when he had said this thing to them, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, remitted to them, and whosoever ye retain, are retained. Hallelujah. So we're looking at, what are you building? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we begin seeing that this instruction of Jesus yesterday, with this instruction is a call into God's project in the earth. Hallelujah. It's a call to God's project in the earth. Hallelujah. God's project in the earth. Because God is carrying out his project in the earth. God is building in the earth. Hallelujah. He's building in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this project is not about things. We say this project is not about buildings. Buildings made with bricks. But rather, this project is about men. Men. And I believe that's the reason why E.W. Kenyon will say the reason for the earth, the reason for creation in Genesis is because of man. You see, it's because of man. Hallelujah.
Women have manufactured Duracell. So E.W. Kenyon will say the reason for the earth and everything created is man.
We say the reason for creation in Genesis is man. Man is the center of Genesis, or the center of creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we saw God's desire yesterday in Genesis to be men. Right? Did we see that? We saw it to be men. Genesis 1:28. Multiply and replenish the earth. And I said, the moment you see multiply and replenish, and you are thinking that the multiply and replenish the earth is to give birth, procreation, then you are missing it. Hallelujah. It's actually God that's the earth. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, we say Paul picks that up. And Paul says, in 1 Timothy 2, 4, look at 4. It says, okay, start from 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Have all men to be saved. I hope you're saying that. Have all men to be saved. Glory to God. Have all men to be saved. So Paul is reading from the Old Testament book, and he will summarize God's desire as to see all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That is discipleship. Hallelujah. All men saved and be discipled. So it's always been about men. Look at Numbers 14. We'll see a couple of these in the afternoon. Numbers 14. Verse 21. It says, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But yet the word glory is the word doxa. It deals with that which one has, one does. So, one possesses. Now it says, by the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord will be what? Heaven and earth. Did you see that? Right? Man. Man in his image. He said, his task is to see that the whole earth be filled with the glory of God. So, fourth thing, God's task is in the whole earth. One. You see that? God's task is in the whole earth. God is not saying, oh, it's only in Israel. No, it's in the whole earth. God's task is in the whole earth. So who is inclusive? All men. Hallelujah. So the focus is man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the kingdom we say God's desire is a family. The reason for Genesis is a family. Man's creation is family. God needed the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. So he says, it's glory will fill the earth, and we'll be talking about man. Multiplication, be fruitful and multiply. Genesis 1:28 will be man. Man. So that means to take your eyes off men is to backslide, is to miss the mark. To take your eyes off men as what God is doing in the earth is to miss the mark. The way to I release it, I was explaining to us about a young man who wants to start ministry, wants to start the work, and the first thing he's looking at is what? He wants glamour. He wants glamour. He needs 4 million naira to start up church. 4 million. Interesting. But some people's church account has not gone beyond 30,000. Is it 4 million to start church? Want to buy a piano? Want to buy a speaker? You won't blame him. Hallelujah, you won't blame him. Some people, that is what they think ministry is about. You see? Someone in my office told me something, said, are you now in Canada first? Ministry. You know, some people, I've heard this severally. Someone was even analyzing me in the office one time. He said that I'm not like them. He said, smart is not on our list. We will have one stream of income. I'll just listen for him to learn. He said, we know you have multiple streams of income. I said, how? I was thinking he wanted to go very good. But I said, now I have multiple streams of income. Ministry. I love ministry. Multiple stream of income. That this ministry should be giving you times 2 of your salary every month. How it just laughing. It's like smoking weed. Your weed are not right. How can you tell me that? You know, when the weed you are smoking is alright. I'm just laughing. Because that's what some people think church is about. Somebody told me, I went to see a client that was yesterday is Friday, on Thursday, and the client was telling me in his office, was telling somebody, I have been begging this guy to make me treasurer in his church. I truly have been begging you. I thought it was a joke, but the way he said it, I started laughing. How can you be saying this? I said, I am not mad. To be treasurer in my church. I bet the disappointing. What you will see is paper money. You will see pledge. I remember one time, and our old brother Matthias came to meet me. He was the one keeping, a pledge. He said, sir, is that him or Lenge, one of them? I had him or Lenge. He said, sir, if we gather the pledge we've got. If we gather all the pledge we've got. He said, sir, I don't think we'll be doing ministry in the way. He said, we'll gather all the pledge. Save some bread and can. I remember I said that. If you guys have pledge, the Lord will do it. Want to be treasurer. I just said tell him all this, my mind are like, you will see pledge, you will see that is money, put your money. You will see.
You don't need to
do it. Very funny. But that's what they think ministry is about. When they see that that is called someone to come and take me a picture, they saw that my wife is shining like heavenly white. They, ministry is good. just tell them, no, we are having GPL. I'm not sure this is ministry. The word is, hallelujah. That's not what you are building. You are not building money empire. Some people are missing. Hallelujah. I told you someone who broke a deal and moved ministry to permanent site. His permanent site was hotel. 5-star hotel. In the morning, as though you don't need to do evangelism, no ministry is evangelizing
itself.
Amen.
What are you doing on the street?
You want to preach? No, evangelism. You just that was not which church. I don't know where to pick. You don't need to evangelize. Just tell somebody, in my church we serve breakfast. not the breakfast of our world today. Breakfast. Serve breakfast. You know, you eat hot dog and somebody that is living in the swamp that only eats bread and akara. Bread and beans. Not very and coffee. You say, oh my God. And not just that. Church was full now. You think that is church? No. Experience has taught me. Me, your pastor. When I got at church way back 05-06. I was still in secondary school when we started church. I was still in secondary school. About last time I was about writing my egg.
That can relate very well.
So, they were coming to church because of Zubu and Zubu.
I
don't
know.
And bones. Nobody is asking, who is this young guy walking that is making this money? But you will see, you will not see people. Until one day I thought of it, this was not because I don't have money. Just look at it and say, I did you mean? I work from God. So I just that day everybody came and I disappointed them. Now I have the money. In fact, there's a woman that was supplying us the clothes. Just opposite us. She knows the woman downstairs. She supplied the kulu in bucket. So some of them will not come to me to say, The guy will carry the rubber. We are going to stop this thing. This nonsense. So, and why did I stop? I went to school and came back. They were now rotating this house to house. I was not supplying kunu. So they were now doing house to house. So they were house. So they would now tax Kubi's mother that we usually refresh when they come. So it is not that, I don't know how they formulated that principle. So it's not that house that we provide, it's just like doing it here. So it's that house that we refresh. So ahead of time, I'm telling your parents,
church for having so many years.
We are the one to refresh. Interesting. When I came, I saw that, I said, no. I didn't tell you guys to do it. I told the person that was meeting, they wrote to me, I said, no. I didn't ask you guys to do it. I don't say no kunu. After that week I said no kunu, the next week. It's been 2 or 3 agada. Been 2 or 3 agada. Then I looked at the real people and I was discipling. Hallelujah. And that's how I stopped. That's how I stopped. Hallelujah. So you must learn to know that. What you have building is not things, it's men. For building men. Hallelujah. Building men. So we said we are God's building and we are co-laborers with him. We are working with God. We are both his building ongoing and we are working with him in his work. Hallelujah. In the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see Ephesians 2 quickly. Ephesians 2 for verse 8. It says, for by grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Can you say it? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained before, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. It says we are his workmanship, hallelujah, unto good works. When he says good work, when he says unto good works, so that means we are his workmanship created unto good works. Hallelujah, hallelujah, unto good works. So that means which you ordained before that we should walk in it. So that means listen, our being saved is a call. You have to see that. It's a call unto God's work. And he called that work good works. Good. That work is good. So what is that work? Is it how to multiply money? No. Is it how to build the best cathedral? No. Hallelujah. The biggest cathedral? No. Is it wrong to build a big cathedral? No, it's also. But the cathedral is not what you are building. The cathedral or the building, physical building that you have done, is to house the rework. Hope you are following me. Is to house the rework.
Don't mistake it.
I know some people, when they saw some buildings by some churches, they realize, is it building? Is it,
you don't get them, so you are just jealous.
Hallelujah. If we are 500,000 in Lagos members, what do you want to gather 500,000 members? Won't you go and build the capacity of 500,000? So what is your problem? This is that you are just full. That's why you are saying, you know, it's not the word. Though that is not what you are supposed to. That is not the focus, but that has to come into house the focus. Hallelujah. It's very simple. But let's leave that. Go. So the main focus is the people. God's work. So what is God's good work? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when he says good works, then is to be partnering with what God does. Good works. Hallelujah. When he says Before ordained takes your mind back to Genesis to see what God does that is good. That is what we are partnering with him in. You go back to Genesis and see what is good. So what did God call good? Genesis 2:3. Let's see Genesis 1:2-3. No, let's see Genesis 1:1-2 first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. Watch this. The earth was without form and void. to who and to whom. He said, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. Look at what God did. Okay, and the Spirit of God was upon, moved upon the surface of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Did you see that? Light will be, when he said let there be light, it's not let there be light. Oh light, please come. No. The word there is Hayah. The word that is used for Yahweh. Saying, I am the light. Did you see that? I am light. So God calls himself as the answer. God calls himself as the answer to problem, to man's problem. I am light to shine in darkness. Hallelujah. So watch it. In verse 4 it says, and God saw the light that it was good. He saw the light. Light where? In the darkness. Light in the darkness. That is heaven and earth. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Heaven and earth. So God saw it was good. So what is the first thing God called good? The union of God with man. He calls it good. What does he say that? Also, what he calls good would be all he created in Genesis. But majorly is what heaven and the earth is called good. Union. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, in Genesis 2:18, let's see something else. Genesis 2:18. It says, and the Lord God said, it is not good, watch that, it is not good, that a man should be alone. I'll make an helpmeet for him. It's not good that a man should be alone. Man to be alone, is that heaven without the earth? Oh, sorry, the earth without the heaven? Yes. This is that the earth without the heaven. It's not good that man should be alone. So it is not good will be for man not to be saved. It's not good. But I will make him an helpmeet. Remember I told you helpmeet there is no woman. Helpmeet there is God offering himself as the solution to man's problem. Hallelujah. Helpmeet there is God. So what is then good? God being man's helper. Union of God and man. Did you see that? It's not good for man to be alone without God. God then offers himself as man's help. That is the same Genesis 1:3. Hope you are seeing that. Hope you are seeing that. Hallelujah. So it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. I'll make him an helpmate. So what is that good that man, that God does? Man in his speech. Did you see that? So we are now to partner with him in that. So when he now says in Genesis 1:28, replenish, multiply, fill the earth, right? To replenish, to multiply, I mean be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. When he says that, he uses the word malah, subdue, kabash, it tells you it's about man. It's about man. It's territorial in nature. And it deals with man. Hallelujah. It deals with man. Man, which is without God, receiving God. Now, like, God doesn't end there. We're going to deal with that later. Doesn't end there. Just, you know, God's building project is not just man getting saved. It's man getting saved and discipled. Do you see that? Getting saved and discipled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessings up there. So, what is my participation in that? How will I then build with God? How would I then build with God? Look at Genesis 2:15. It tells us our responsibility. Verses 15. It says, and God took the man which he had made. Is that man in his image? The man with whom he had made, Genesis 1:26, the same man that received the instruction, right? Verse 15, he says, and put him in the garden. The garden will be in God's sacred assignment in the earth, right? To dress and to keep it. God's sacred place. To dress and to keep it. To dress and to keep it. So man has an assignment of dressing and keeping. dress and keep there is not caregiver. No, dress and give there, keep there. God's divine assignment in the end. Hallelujah. Don't dress and to keep. That is the word Abad Ashama. It's a word that is used for service. For service. For priesthood. Priesthood. In Genesis 2:5, that's what we are reading. Genesis 2:5. And every plant in the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. There was not a man to till the ground. That word till there is the word abad. To till the ground. Service. So, what is man's role? To till. It's not agriculture. To till, there's the word abad. Man's role is to be found in God's special assignment in the earth. To till the ground. Did you see that? Hallelujah. And the ground there, which is the earth, is used for men. Alright. Hope you are saying that. It's used for man. To till the ground. So man's role is to till the ground. So man's service is towards men. Do you see that? It's towards men. You find it again in Genesis 4:2. Cain and Abel, and I told us that in Cain and Abel you find God's special assignment for man. Look at Genesis 4. That's how Moses wrote. He says, and she again bore his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. It tells you what God wanted them to be. Hallelujah. Keeper of sheep, Ra, pastor, and tiller of the ground. Did you see that? Amen. Tiller of the ground. So, the moment Cain, watch this, before you think tiller of ground there means Abel was going to be a farmer alone. No. Moses used their confession that they had Abel, used it to talk about God's sacred assignment that they were supposed to walk in for all men. Do you understand me? Now, before you think he's agreed that Moses is writing in verses 12, when God was judging Cain, look at what he said. He said, and now, and he said, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee of her strength. A fugitive and thy vagabond thou shalt be in all the earth. Now, stop. You'll be thinking God appoints him that his crop will no longer yield fruit. Or when he plants, he will no longer. No. Because even Cain understood. God came and said, Lord. You're trying to say, I will not eat, I will die. Did Cain say that? No. Cain knew, understood it, and God, look at what Cain said in verse 14, behold, thou hast driven me out of this day from the face of the earth and from thy face. So Cain knew that the moment God says you will, when you till the ground, shall no longer yield unto thee of our strength, Cain knew that God is talking about he will no longer be found in his sacred assignment. Amen. That is Cain no longer being found in God's sacred work. God's sacred assignment. Very vital. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Genesis 14:4, is a word used for service. That word abad. Genesis 14:4. Service. Hallelujah. He says, we also find it for ourselves in Genesis 15 from verse 13 into 14 about the work of the children of Israel in Egypt. So they will serve them. Hallelujah. They will serve them. Hallelujah. Serve. Hope you're seeing that. In Genesis 25:23 is used for Esau. Say the elder shall serve the younger. and they are thinking God from the womb has predestined Esau to suffer. No, I've explained that to us several, right? But God's election. God listened to our teaching on revelation of God. Is that revelation of God? Yeah, listen to this. I taught you. When you get election of God, election of God doesn't mean God has said, some people say, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That statement, I showed us that statement was made by Malachi, right? Writing about what has happened to Cain and Abel, right? And he was not writing it because God predetermined or predicting that from birth. No. He's writing it based on the result of the outcome. Jacob was found in God's assignment, while Esau wasn't. So it's now read, Jacob have I loved. That is, Jacob was in God's assignment. You see that? I told you that God's preference is for the man who is in the work of ministry. Hallelujah. It's not about hate. That God hated Esau from the womb is not true. Because God's word in Genesis 25:23 was for Esau. That word Sav, then is the word about. Esau was supposed to be a prophet. Esau was supposed to be found in God's assignment. Do you see that? And that was God speaking into what they had as culture that the first son takes to us. So it says the elder shall serve the younger. It's not shall be servant, shall serve the younger, right? But just like God speaks, and I told you, it's not because God said it must happen. Man has a choice. Hallelujah. And Esau rejected God's offer. Hallelujah. Esau rejected God's offer. Shabby. I just want shabby. You have a seat. Hallelujah. You have a seat. Are you going to be found in God's secret acts?
Okay, follow me.
So Esau rejected. So Esau was away. Just like Cain. Just like Ishmael. Okay. So we said we are in God's assignment. Right? Oh, before we get there, let's see a few others. Numbers 3:6, Abad. I wanted to get here because I don't think I've been here for a while. Because Numbers 3:6. Are you there? It says, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. Watch that. That is what to minister. So the Levites were appointed as priests. And their work is what is called abad. Hope you are seeing it. The administration is called abad. Abad. Look at verse 7. And they shall keep charge, and charge the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. Can you see that? It's called used for their work in the service of the tabernacle. Glory to God. Verse 8. And they shall keep the instrument of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall charge the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. Hope you have seen it. So the role of the Levites is that of ministry, and it is called service. Right? It's called service. So that means Abad is found in the role of a priest. What they're calling it is priesthood. Numbers 4:26. It says, and the hanging of the court, and the hanging of the door, and hanging for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar roundabout, and their court, and their instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. Did you see that? Hallelujah. It's used for service in the tabernacle. Deuteronomy 4:19. Hope you can see it. Deuteronomy 4:19. This is quite interesting. And he's talking about idolatry. He says,
It says, unless, in verse 15, he's warning them, do not corrupt yourself or make graven image, the smooth of any figure, and likeness of male or female. This is not what I want to teach you today, but I feel to talk about it. Just a bit, because we are workers. Let me just digress here. Now, and it's very vital. And I say this a whole lot of time to people. This is God warning the children of Israel. That you shouldn't liken him to any form of image. Any form of image. And it's going to be, this is very vital. Now when you look at it, verse 16, this is a corrupt yourself and make yourself grieving image, the similitude of any figure. Any figure also represents picture. You see, this is Jesus' picture. That is idol. Well, life is idol. Some people, they are praying to God. What they have in their mind is the man that acted passion of the Christ. And they are praying to Jesus. You have prefigured an image. That is why, see,
recently, my sister,
she was trying to watch one Jesus movie on Netflix. You know, we call it Chosen. So I don't watch it yet. Watch a Jesus movie now. You ever read Jesus movie? I said, no, don't watch it. Yeah, they will follow my children. No. Don't, because I know what that can create. You know, create a personality in a movie in your brain. That is Jesus. Well, the guy that had that Jesus thing there. There was a time he came out and spoke about his stigma. He couldn't walk on the street. His name is not Jesus. But people say, Jesus! Jesus! He doesn't even know anything about Jesus! The people now carry his picture, hang it. When he did like this in one of his pictures, that's it, that is Jesus. See, look at his eyes. Your Jesus has the Roman hair. Descriptions. You were wrong. I gave you the vision. What did I say? What did I say? Ah! I didn't say that. I said you were going to have that ring. Are you trying to say? I said I didn't say anything. Wait, 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 then, I'm telling you, I can prove, I was proving to people that Jesus was black. I wanted to know your father now. I was showing you on TV. That's why I never enjoyed watching Passion of the Christ. I'm not sure I even watched it. I even watched when they were smoking. I can't even picture the guy that had that Passion of the Christ, because I don't watch it. I didn't give my time to it. I'm telling you guys the truth. The guy just showed love me. I said, this is a Roman definition of Jesus. There was no Roman. So God has already warned you. Don't make a figure in your mind. Hallelujah.
So, when they are praying to God, oh Lord, God, what is going on here?
Don't have that figure in your mind. I'm telling you as workers. Don't have that figure in your mind. Don't even allow it. Some people have screen savers of Jesus showing two fingers. Do you show two fingers? God wants. That's idol worship. You're on their door. This house is the house of Jesus. Not put Jesus. Not put what do you call it? Crown. I don't call it. Please. Like this. Crown. No, please say job. Jesus. Yeah, because of the father, some other people are using that place. That's what I cannot see. For the sake of peace. Hallelujah.
It is true.
So I just look at it, I'm taking my pattern afterwards, so no. I don't want to be seen in that light. I'm not that good. Well, it's just very simple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't have a figure in your mind about Jesus.
No.
Hallelujah. Don't have a figure in your head. See, but can we just imagine it? Don't imagine worship him.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Worship him. Don't have a figure. But you have a figure. Now the other thing. Sorry, please. Is Jesus? No, it's not Canada, it's Dende. That's a nonsense question. Does Jesus understand French? Some people are just so dumb. All this nonsense.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Don't say nonsense. Don't be found in those kind of talk. So let's see that. I said that to say this. So the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged fowl and flies in the air. You can see.
Don't put a bed and dove and say Jesus is dove. Holy Spirit is dove.
You have the one thing that is our warnings of scriptures.
Say God is dove. Don't put dove. Dove accepting. No, God is not dove.
Who are you hearing me?
God is not dove.
Amen. Let's go ahead.
You know that when we're going to do that in the evening. When Moses was to make the tabernacle, he didn't put any image for God. He had image for cherubs, but he didn't have an image for God. If he had an image from God, then this would have been defeated. Because they are not supposed to liken God to anything. So the children of Israel didn't have any picture of God in their head. That's what God wants to worship. They don't have it in your head. They didn't have an image of God at all. They were now took the ark into where their gods are. They came out and they saw that their God was kneeling down. Ah! They were shocked. They arranged it where they are. What is happening here? When the one that came out the next day, the head of their God was down. The legs were scattered. The Bible says they knew that that territory had been taken. They knew that that place had been taken. They didn't worship anybody there. Hallelujah.
So Moses, in building the tabernacle according to pattern, didn't put an image for God. God himself didn't liken himself to any image. So why are you using it?
Okay, follow this. Let's continue. It says verse 19. At least thou shalt look up into the heavens, and shalt see the sun and the moon and the stars. Sun, moon, and stars, even the host of heaven, shall be driven to worship them, and to serve them which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all the nations under the whole heaven. So he's saying you shouldn't worship supernatural beings, right? Angels. Verse 20. But the Lord has taken you and brought you forth. Okay, sorry. Watch that word in verse 19. That should be driven to worship and serve them. That word serve is the word abad. So you must not, you are not to serve angels. Did you see that? Supernatural beings. Hallelujah. Then you are not to worship or serve supernatural beings. That is called idol worship. Amen. Amen. Something also you must see is the fact that supernatural beings allow themselves to be described with images of godliness. Amen. With images of godliness. Shango wanted to put a carving of Shango, but God never wanted. This is that. Hallelujah. God only wants images. That is God. Look at verses 22. Sorry. That is 7. Chapter 5 verse 9. Thou shalt not bow thyself unto them again, nor serve them.
Do you see that? That is talking about graven image. So that shall not bow, thou shalt not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, for I am the Lord your God, I am the jealous God. Do you see that? Deuteronomy 6 verse 13. Verse 13 says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. Hallelujah. Serve him. Now let's look at Exodus 9 verse 1. This is for the whole Israel. Watch this. Remember, all this thou shalt not is also personal, but it's first words as a nation, right? As a people. Watch that. As a people. Hallelujah. Instruction is given to them as a people, children of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus 9 verse 1. Exodus 9 1. Are you there? Okay. He says, and the Lord God said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. You see that? Let my people go that they may serve me. Chapter 8 verse 1. He said, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, say, go unto Pharaoh and say to them, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. You see that? So Israel's role is what? Abad. Service. Abad. Yes. Hallelujah. That shows you the role of Israel to the nations of the earth. And that also day to day, the role of the believers, the body of Christ, the believers in the earth today. Yes. And that service will be found in men. When I mean service will be found, will be service to the Lord in men. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me now. So now the question is, what do we build? How do we build? We're going to answer this from now into the next two services. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:9. 1 Corinthians 3:9. How do we build? Let's see what Paul said. 1 Corinthians 3:9. He says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Say, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builder thereof. But let every man heed how he builded upon. You see that? He says, he calls himself first a master builder. A master builder is used for a constructor, a chief builder. A master builder, a chief builder, one who lays, a chief builder, one who constructs like a foundational, one who lays a foundation. Hallelujah. He calls them a master builder. Glory to God. This is where related his work as part of the foundational apostles, showing his role in the Corinth church. He's telling you he planted the church. Hallelujah, in Corinth. So he calls himself a master builder. Look at verses 10. He says, I have laid the foundation. Do you see that? I have laid the foundation. So let's get back a bit to why are we building? Why are we building when Christ has already built? Let's get back. Look at Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 17. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. But I said to thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, I remember I told us that when he said, I will build my church, it's not an ongoing work. It's what he has done, right? Right? I said, but sir, but you say we are in his, we are building, God is still building. Right? Now it's not to confuse you, it's for you to further understand tonight or this afternoon. But it says, I will build my church there in the word oikodomio. Oikodomio. Now that word oikodomio is used for both an establishment and an ongoing work. It's used for both to establish something and an ongoing work. Hallelujah. Let's see how it's used as an ongoing work. Look at Paul. Paul. In 1 Corinthians 14:4. Look at Paul. Follow me there quickly. Open 1 Corinthians in Matthew. 1 Corinthians 14:4. This is that has been passed from generation to generation. 14:4. He that prophesied speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an he that prophesied speaketh unto edification. That's the word, and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesied edifies the church. Did you see that? You'll find the use of that word edify. Edify. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. It says, therefore, thou verily givest thanks, but the other is not edified. Now, here, Paul used edification, oikodomio, for that which prophecy does to the church. Is that which prophecy does to the church, which gives it an ongoing work. Look at 1 Corinthians 8:1. 1 Corinthians 8:1. It says, now touching things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge profit up, but charity, which is love, edifies. Did you see that? Hallelujah. And it's used for an ongoing work. Did you see that? So Paul used in his usage of oikodomio, use it as a word, ongoing work. And we're going to, it's not far-fetched. I'm going to tell us why he used it like that. Maybe not now, but I will also, what I will explain to you, see why he used it. Hallelujah. Now, let's see Jesus in context. When he said, I will build my church in Matthew, right? Let's see, how has Jesus used the word oikodomio before now in the book of Matthew? Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doth and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Now, heareth this saying of mine and does them. Is that salvation? Right? So hear what Jesus talks about salvation. Do you see that? He says, and does them, say, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That's what oikodomio. Amen. Which built his house. Built his house on a rock. Then the rain descended and the flood came and the wind blew. Right? And the wind blew and beat upon that house, that it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth this saying of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. This, that, so he used built there, not for an ongoing work, but what one has established. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the way he used built here, oikodomio, is used for that which is founded already, not an ongoing work. In Matthew 21:23, which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about, and fixed a wine press in it, and built a tower. This is his building. And built a tower. Just look at how Jesus used the word oikodomio. Right? And built for what is already founded. You see that? Not an ongoing work. Hope you are following that. Okay. Okay. So, very vital. Therefore, in context of Jesus' teaching in Matthew 16, when he says, I will build my church, he's not talking about an ongoing work, but that which he will establish. So he deals with an establishment, the birth of the church, founded on himself. You see that? Amen. Jesus' use of the word oikodomio. Oikodomio, therefore, is not the word you have a one for all time word. I want you not to have that kind of explanation in terms of scriptures, right? Context must always reveal what a word means. Glory to God. So when you use the word oikodomio, oikodomio implies here, in context of what Jesus is saying, is used for how for the establishment, the birth of the church of Christ founded in himself. Would that be the temple? Would that be Moses' temple? Right? So when, okay, follow me. Right? Hallelujah. There will be union in himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So after this is done, listen, watch it. After this is done, which is after the resurrection, the way you now be used is no longer being used as an establishment, but an ongoing work. You're going to see why. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, see this. So after this is done, God will be found building upon his work. So you see that? It has been done in Christ. Now he will be found building upon his work through the people, through his people rather. I will rather put it like this. God will be found building upon his work through his people. He will be found building upon his work through his people. How? Bringing men into the temple. Okay, can you see that? Hallelujah. And seeing them grow. Did you see that? So, first of all, in the resurrection of Jesus, right? Right? There are many, in my father's house are many mansions, because I want to have told you, I go prepare a place for you. This is that, prepare, hectomizo. Is that the oikodomio? Yes. Is that, prepare a place for you, my father's house. So it was founded in the resurrection. Now, what is God now doing? He's building upon the work. Men saved. When a man is saved, he's found in God's house. Hallelujah. Amen. So can you see what God is doing? What God is building in the earth? The whole earth, men coming into his temple and growing. Isn't that? Growing. Growing. Very vital. That's why Paul will say, who have all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. 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 Glory, glory, glory. So see them grow. See them grow is establishment in His word. To see them established in His word. To see them established in His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See them grow established in His word. Let's get back to 1 Corinthians 3. You don't see that? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Hope you understand that now. Right? You understand that now. So oikodomio must be read in context. So God is building. God is building. But that, I thought we are in His finished work. No. That, you know, Christ has done it all. He has done it all. Yeah, He has done it all. He has prayed by prayer. How? No. There is the finished work. There is the ongoing work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you think Jesus resurrected and went somewhere and sat down and said, "Nah, I've done it. Let me just watch them." Jesus entered into His rest. Entering into His rest will be at home in us. Entering into His rest is not Him resting and sleeping. It's Him continuing His work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As in continuing His work in the earth. Jesus is still working in the earth. Jesus is still healing men. Oh, Jesus is still winning souls. Okay, let me. Jesus is still winning souls. Jesus is still training men. He's still training men. Jesus is still working in the earth. Hallelujah. Okay, let me. Jesus is still working in the earth. He's still building. His temple in the earth, till the whole earth be full, till the whole earth be filled with His glory. The whole earth, the whole earth. The moment you see an unbeliever, Jesus is still working. Jesus is still working. Glory to God, and He's working through you. He's working through me. He's working through His children. Hallelujah. You know, you see a believer that is still walking in the flesh, that's still struggling in the flesh, that doesn't know God. You know, there are believers who are born again, but they don't know anything about Christ. As if they are not grounded in the word. Hallelujah. Jesus is still walking. You don't know? He's still walking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus is still working. In the earth, and He's walking and carrying out His tasks through us. And then also go to 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. Look at verses 9. He says, "For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given me, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. And another painted thereon." Watch that. Let every man take heed how he built thereon. Watch that. Hallelujah. He says, "I have laid the foundation." And he's speaking of himself and the other foundational apostles. Hallelujah. They've laid the foundation. That's what people use. They've laid the foundation. Foundation is not something that you can change. No. It has been laid. Hallelujah. They've laid the foundation of how the ministry of Jesus will be carried out in us. Hallelujah. How God is building all the earth. They've laid the foundation. Hallelujah. They've laid the foundation. So that means we can look how they did it. We can look at what they set and put. Hallelujah. And put. Foundation is not, you know, it will be, it's abysmal. Listen,
Look at what he said. Look at what Paul said first before I say what I need to say. Look at what Paul said. He said, let every man take heed how he builds thereon. You know, it's misbuilding. You have a foundation for a duplex, a five bedroom flat, and you're now raising the foundation and you're now raising it to three bedroom flat. You know, you're building nonsense. Hallelujah. You should know automatically you're building nonsense. There's a five bedroom flat foundation and you're building 10 bedroom from five bedroom. Haha, nonsense, jargons. Hallelujah. Scribble. You're just doing nonsense. Hallelujah. And the other apostles set for us, they are called foundational apostles because of their role. Hallelujah. They've laid down for us the doctrine. Hallelujah. They've laid down for us the oracles of the doctrine of Christ. They've laid it down for us. They've set the foundation. And we are going to build thereupon what they've laid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Follow me. They've built it. Look at what he said. It's been complete. We'll investigate this later on. You take it how you build. How you build. Hallelujah. It's just like when God said to Moses, "For the matter, complete how you build. Complete how you build." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Take heed how you build. Take heed how you build. And it's very vital. Look at what it says in verse 11. It says, for no other foundation can any man lay, this that, than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You see that? There's no other foundation. So that means it's telling you what they've laid is the oracles of the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. So there's no other foundation that can be laid than this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wool, hay, stubble, every man's work. So when it says here, no other foundation can be laid, meaning you can only build on the foundation. You can only build according to the foundation. Hallelujah. He goes to verse 13. He says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So every man's work shall be tried. So the question is, what are you building? Because what must be built is Christ, because the foundation is Christ. Hallelujah. The foundation is Christ. What must be built, Lord, is Christ. So what are you building? Why? It says every man's work shall be tried. Every man's work. If every man's work shall be tried, it therefore means what I'm building is important. What I am building is important. Must take it very, very important. It's important. It matters a lot what I'm building. It's Christ. What am I building? We're going to explore this in the next section. I'm going to take more time in the next section because we have a lot to look at, and then the final section. But we're going to explore this. What are you building? Amen. I'm sorry, we just do anyhow and just use Christ as the icing. Just put Christ as the icing. Just ice it with Christ. And I do nonsense. How are you building? What are you building?
Hallelujah. Remember, God wants to build through you.
So that means your will is involved.
Hallelujah. Your will is involved. You're a worker together with Christ. You're a worker in the local church. Your major responsibility first is building men. It's building men. But as you raise men, ask yourself, are you raising men according to pattern? According to discipline? According to pattern? We're going to see. We're going to investigate. Can I build according to my own will? Yes. Do we have examples in scriptures? Yes. People who built outside what they are supposed to build. Go to the Old Testament books. In the book of Acts, we found men who built according to their own specification. They forgot about God, what God, the oracles of God, and they built according to their own will. Hallelujah. We're supposed to build according to pattern. We're supposed to build according to pattern, God's pattern. Now, God's pattern shown to us by the foundational apostles, which will be found in the books of the Bible, Genesis down to Malachi, because that was how they built. Well, we will find it in the apostles. We'll find it in them. Hallelujah. Because that is what we've been called to do. That's the role of the local church. That's the role. That's our role. Even as workers together with the Lord. Learn something this afternoon. Learn something this afternoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Let's pray. Let's pray.